instead of just giving us the satisfaction. So all the people want is to be paid fairly, like the rest of the retail industry. Sorry.
Okay. How hard is it? You're the shop steward. How hard is it? Has it been to organise people?
It's been hard, especially for a store like Swords. You know, Swords wouldn't be the biggest Argus in Dublin. We have a number. We have about 20 members in the union. Not everyone will support us, so I have 11 out with me today. But the Brilliance only allows 4 people to ticket at any one time, so we're happy to do rotations. Compared to where the likes of Jervis Street, which has a 98% union, and Tala, which has 90 people out on strike alone. Whereas, like, they can ticket outside. The civilians have let us ticket inside to stop disrupting the other stores, but it's gone okay so far.
Why has it been hard to unionise students and seasonal workers?
Because of the Christmas contracts end on the 24th of December. Anyone who's taken off for Christmas, you can't be fired for going out on strike, but if they join the union and go out on strike, they will not be kept on. They've been warned, they've been taken into the offices by managers individually and told that if this happens, you won't be kept on.
Have you been pressured yourself by management?
No, but the management don't really like to tell me very much. They seem to shut up every time I'm around, so we did get a letter from the head office saying there's been rumours going around that the shop stewards have been pressuring people to join the union. Now, that is not true at all. But that's not just for Swords now, that's for the whole area. Now, I have not pressured anybody. I understand that people have been threatened, and I wouldn't dare. Like, I have enough support there as it is, as much as we can get. Like, so, like we're doing well, but the management, they're not being... The management see it as a personal attack, they're taking it very personally, where it's against the company, it's not them, but they don't seem to understand it.
Also, a factor of this strike has been blacklegging and scabbing from England.
Yeah, we didn't know this until yesterday, because only when they came in to show them around the store. So then I was getting phone calls from Argus, from the union members, saying, do you know this was happening? I didn't at all. And so they've been bringing the staff in the back door all morning so that they wouldn't walk by us. So we didn't know. All we see is from the outside, because we can't go in the store, so we haven't been talking to anybody.
And just describe to people what Argus is like today and what it's usually like on a normal day.
First of all, on a Saturday it would be really busy, but on a Saturday on the 1st of December, 3 weeks before Christmas, it should be packed. It's actually mayhem, so the queue should be out the door. If I was in there on a Saturday, I'd say around this stage I'd be having a mental breakdown. But right now, there's no queue at all. Obviously, you're going to get people who are going to buy the picket line, but it's very few. So they've, after flying in all the English people, and there's no work for them to do, so it was pointless. It's not that busy.
Alright, and I'm just wondering, this strike will happen again next week if it's not resolved?
I haven't got a date yet, but if it doesn't go ahead, or if they don't meet some sort of arrangement, we will be out again, and I'd say it will be on a weekday next time, where most of the union members work, because in all the stores, the union members will be the week full-time weekday people, whereas weekends, it's all students who don't want to join the union, or it's like people who are 16 years old and don't understand properly, like, what the union does, or it's mainly Christmas staff on weekends as well. So I won't know until over the next week when the next strike is going to be. So.
And finally, you're with mandate. There's a mandate official on the picket line with you. How supportive is the main mandate based on?
Oh, they're like 100%. They're fantastic. There's two union officials over there, and they're talking to customers, like defending us to like as much as they can. They're talking as if they're actually in Argus, but they'll explain everything in full detail, whereas like we wouldn't be as confident. They know what's happened, they know what's going on, you know what I mean? So if they came up to us and ask us a question about what's happening, they'll describe it 100%. Like,
alright, cheers, chef.
No problem.
Thanks.